Hello, everybody. This is Julien François Gerland calling you from the south of France to share with you today the wonders of the somatic healing techniques, which are a part of the alchemical hypnotherapy discovered and founded by David Quigley. I'd like to share with you how I use somatic healing almost daily in my life. I learned this technique from David Quigley himself, the founder in California, a number of years ago. And the very first time I was just learning this technique with some students, during the first training, the first practice session that I used this technique, I had somebody working with me who had a dislocated hip, and she had been on a pain scale from 1 to 10. She had been at 9 or 10 for years. She was a physical therapist, and she had been a dancer, and one day she had dislocated her hip dancing, and none of the treatments that she had tried, which were all the conventional treatments and many alternative treatments, she was not able to put her hip back in place and suffered from incredible pain, and she was not able to even reach down and tie her shoelaces. And so during this practice session, in 45 minutes, using the power of hypnotic movement, I was absolutely amazed and stunned to see that little by little, as her body was given the permission, the encouragement to do what in its great intelligence it knows what to do, her body started to move in very small, minute micro movements, and then developing into larger movements. And as I was just there speaking and talking to her, encouraging her body to do what it knows how to do, this hip joint put itself back into place. And I was absolutely stunned. At the end of this practice session, she stood up, and for the first time in years, she was able to touch her toes. And she came back to the class the next day, and she said it had continued, that she felt absolutely no pain. So I kept in touch with this lady for several years later, and she said, Julie, it is completely gone. So this was my first experience of somatic healing, and I said, wow, this for somebody just practicing is amazing. And so this was many years ago, and since then I've gone on to make somatic healing an absolute part of my daily life. I realized for many, many years that one of the worst feelings for me was to be with people that we love, that we know, or even a witness in the street, in public, for people who are suffering through accident or injury and not be able to do anything apart from sort of stand there and of course, send love and healing through the heart or through the hands. But I didn't have what I needed to be able to really help these people in an efficient, effective, non-invasive manner, which is working totally in harmony with the intelligence of the body. And with somatic healing, I have found this. And so I'd just like to tell you a few more stories that for me are really very exciting ways in which I now use somatic healing. Some while ago, we had a young woman staying with us, and she dropped a very heavy steel plate on her foot. And so we live in a big property, and the people who were with her laid her down and put her foot up, raised her foot up, and her toe was bleeding very profusely, and they wrapped towels around her foot, and the towels were absolutely soaked in blood. And so they called me, and of course I came as quick as I could. And immediately I sat down beside her, and I started to say, Catherine, would you like to receive some somatic healing? And she looked at me and she said, oh, yes, please. She said, it really hurts, Julie. And the others were not able to change the towels quick enough. It was bleeding so much. And so I started to take Catherine on an inner journey to meet her inner healer and to meet the fairies and the elves who were able to do exactly what they knew how to do to heal her toe. And soon the expression of pain on her face turned to a feeling, an expression of peace, of bliss, of radiant wellness. The blood stopped flowing in her toe, and I could feel that she was beginning to really enjoy this moment. So I carried on with my story using the somatic healing techniques. And Catherine later told me we were undecided whether she should be taken to hospital because the cut was actually very, very deep. And she said after the session, she felt no pain. The bleeding had stopped, and she was able now to walk, or she hopped. But we had a visiting nurse the next day, and somebody who was coming for her own healing, and she had a look at it, and she said, Julie, she said, if that happened yesterday, she said, I'm absolutely amazed to see how well this wound is healing. She said, if I had seen it yesterday, she said, I would have said, take her to the emergency immediately and get her sewn up. She said, but this is just amazing. And so Catherine later told me, and she has actually become a student of ours in hypnotherapy. She said, Julie, she said, it was worth having that pain just to experience the absolute bliss of what I experienced. She said, I have never felt so well in my life. So this for me was great encouragement to continue using these simple, effective methods that work in harmony with the body's intelligence. It helps the person to completely relax and let go to what their body knows how to do. And when another story, my brother had a heart attack, and he was supposed to come and visit us in France that very day. And so it was me who had to go to the UK and see him in intensive care. And I was third in the line because he could only see one person at a time. And this was the day after his heart attack and his operation. And the others were coming out of the room, all embarrassed. They said, well, it's so difficult. We don't know what to say to him. He's very poorly. And we sort of said, well, everything will be fine, Rob. But they were not at ease at all. So I went in there and I said to him, hi, Rob, how are you doing? Would you like a session? And his face just totally changed. He'd never done a session with me. And he said, yep. So I said, look, just relax. Take a deep breath. And when you're ready, close your eyes. And I took him on a journey using the somatic healing techniques. And he had told me previously that he had had a complication. They had said that he had now not only the heart attack, and he'd had the surgery with stents put in, but he had now water on his lungs. So I did the somatic healing techniques that Francois will share with you in a little bit more in detail in a few moments, and encourage the body to do what it knows how to do to begin the very deep healing in both his heart and to drain the water out of his lungs. Well, we'd only been started about 5 minutes, and I didn't intend the session to be more than 10 minutes. And the a man in white came running into his intensive care unit and started looking at all the machines on next to his bed. And so I just carried on, and I said to my brother, whose eyes were closed, I said, somebody's just come in and is looking at the machines, but everything is absolutely fine. And he stayed there in his relaxed position. And so I later found out that this wasn't a nurse. This was the specialist on duty in the intensive care unit. And he looked at all these machines, all the parameters, and turned to me. And I said to him, shrugged my shoulders and said, we're just doing a little relaxation. And he looked at me, he just beamed a big smile and put his thumb up and then tiptoed out of the room. So I knew that this was confirmed, that what we were doing was really helping Rob to heal. And so what happened was, first of all, I felt great that in that situation, instead of sitting there looking at him thinking and saying, I hope you'll get better soon, Rob, I was able to really participate. I was able to give him. I was able to do something with him and for him. And so he, after the session, he said he felt really much better. And he told me what had happened, what he'd experienced during the session. And then the next day, the specialist came. They had given him a huge coverage of antibiotics and for the water on his lungs for any infection that could be developing there. And the specialist came in and said to him, oh, I see they've put you on antibiotics. What's going on here? So Robert said, oh, well, they said I had water on my lungs. So he said, oh, let me check that. So he gets checked, and the specialist says, you don't have a trace of water on your lungs. He said, I'm taking you off those antibiotics immediately. And then Robert said, well, if I don't have a trace of what, he said, why did they give me these antibiotics? And so the specialist looked at him, the consultant, and said, oh, well, it's amazing how fast they work these days. So anyway, Robert smiled. And later I saw him that day, and he said, Jules, he said, it worked. He said, I don't have a trace of water on my lungs. And that's what we had worked at. So from one example to another, there was a young boy here once as well who had his horse in our paddock. And he got kicked in the head by the horse's, the pony's hoof. And he was also bleeding profusely. And somebody in the house did call an ambulance. But I went straight to this young boy, about 10 or 11 years old, and I immediately started the somatic healing techniques. The bleeding stopped almost immediately, which is unheard of. When the ambulance and the paramedics arrived, they said they just couldn't believe that with such a deep wound that the blood could have stopped. And all I did was simply enter into communication with the subconscious. Now remember, the subconscious is what is regulating all our body functions at any time. So enter into communication with the body's intelligence and empower it to do what it needs to do. And so this young boy was taken to hospital, and his mother later told me, he wanted me to go with him, and I said, no, it's your mother who will go with you. But I told the mother what to do and to what to keep saying to her son, Sam. And later they came back and they said, he just lay there. He said he was totally in bliss. He didn't feel any pain because this is what I had suggested to him. And at one moment he was lying there with a gauze over his cut, his wound. And a nurse came in. He was left there on his own with his mother. The nurse came in and said, oh, what's happened to you, little boy? And so she lifted up the wound because he was not crying or screaming or anything. And she got such a shock. They said she really just kind of, because of the depth of the wound, and that he was just quietly there, having had no morphine or painkillers whatsoever, and that he was just lying there quietly with a big smile on his face. They said, this is unheard of. And why? Simply because I know how to work with these somatic healing techniques. Many, many times when I'm out giving conferences and at congresses, I will meet people who don't feel well, who have a sore throat, who have a headache, and I'm immediately able to say to them, even standing in the Congress halls, I've said to them, do you want to do something about that? They say, sure. And just standing there, I'm able to use the somatic healing techniques and change their symptoms. So this has become really a daily part of my interaction with people, to feel empowered, to be able to say to people, yes, I can help, with almost anything. And I don't need to know what to do. The body knows what to do. I'm simply become an ally of the body's intelligence. And this, for me, is really exciting. So the somatic healing training and techniques are very simple and easy to use. They're available for everybody, and I feel that everybody should have this ability. It's the new paradigm shift of being able to help the body do what it knows how to do, which is to heal. Of course, we've also worked with our clients, and so people come to consult either Francois or myself with symptoms, and mostly for chronic pain or symptoms, and we're able to work with them on a more regular basis, not only to help their symptoms, but as Francois will explain to you a little bit more in detail, of how to help people to go to the deeper emotional cause of some of the symptoms or blocks that are happening in the body, which lead the body to either to pain or some kind of symptom that calls our attention to seek the cause, put it right, and again, once again, to enter into communication with what the body is doing every day, which is working to keep us healthy and well. So I've said a little bit now about, and I hope you can feel my excitement and my empowerment that somatic healing has brought for me, and in some of the ways that I use this. Recently, one more story. Recently, I was going to a conference in Las Palmas, and my sister was going to come with me. And we were speaking to her because there was an air traffic control strike, and my flight, I was going to meet her in the UK and then fly together to the Canary Islands where this conference was being held. And so I called her up and I said, look, I'm not sure if I'm going to get there because this air traffic control strike. And she said, I don't think I can make it either. I said, you're kidding. Well, what's happened? She said, well, I was making my bed. I was getting ready to leave. And I put my back out. And she said, I'm in absolute agony. She said, even to pick up the phone, I had to crawl on my tummy to get to the phone. She said, I can't do anything. So this is from the airport on a mobile phone. I said, look, Deborah, just follow me. I started to take her into the hypnotic state that we use and talk her through the very basic hypnotic movement that we use in the somatic healing techniques. And she starts to do what I say. And then I said, look, Deb, you just lie like that and carry on this process. I have to go, and as soon as I have any news, I'll call you back. And she said, Julie, she said, I've done it. I'm standing up. There's no pain left. So this was in less than 5 minutes. And she later, we made the flight together, and we got to Las Palmas. We had a fantastic time. And she said, that was absolutely amazing. She said, I was in agony. She said, I can't tell you, Julie, how much pain I was in. And she said, this has happened to me before. And she has been blocked for 2 weeks in bed with this same problem. And she said, you're absolutely amazing. And I said, look, she said, this is not me. This is anybody who can learn these techniques. It works for anybody. And so with the mobile phone in a different country, within 5 minutes, her back was unblocked and she was able to make the flight. So this is why I'm so excited to be able to come to Australia with Francois. Many of our friends who know us in Sydney know how much we love Australia and how much we love being with you all. And we thought this time would be an excellent opportunity to come and share this technique, which is so much part of our lives. So I'm going to pass you on now to Francois, my husband, who has been a trainer now teaching a professional hypnotherapy courses, full alchemical hypnotherapy, as well as the somatic healing techniques for the last 5 years. And Francois will be able to share with you a little bit more about how these techniques work and what to expect if you decide to join us on the 3rd to the 5th of September for this certification training. And I really hope to see you there, and that you'll be able to experience some of my passion and excitement for how much these techniques can help not only yourself in self-healing, that's another use of the somatic healing techniques, but to be able to really help not only your family, your children, it works fantastically with children, with family, with friends, and if you wish, to have clients, you'll be able to have clients, and within a 45 to 1 hour session, you will be able to really make a difference in people's lives. So I'll pass you over to François, and then we will have a chance before the end of the hour for you to unmute yourselves and to be able to answer any ask any questions. So here's François. And by the way, all this information is on our website, which is alchemy.suryoma, that's suryoma.com.
Hello, everybody. This is François here. I hope you're all familiar with the French accent. Here I am talking to you from a beautiful summer morning in France. Let me first tell you how we are going to proceed now. I actually just told you in about, say, 20 minutes when I've finished telling you the information about somatic healing, you'll be able to unmute yourself and ask questions, so we'll have more of an interactive exchange. I'm really sorry that right now you're being muted. It's just to avoid the background noise, which makes it very difficult when there are several people online. So here we go, talking about somatic healing. I hope you have now convinced how enthusiastic both Julie and I are about it, and why we are really eager to present it to you in Sydney in a few days. It's simply that it's something which is so easy to practice and so easy to learn, and make so much of a difference. Honestly, I really believe that every second person should have taken a somatic healing training, and that would really make such a difference. Virtually, I don't think there is any case where somebody is experiencing some kind of pain where the somatic healing doesn't make a difference. I would like to tell you that it heals everything. No, that's not the point. It doesn't necessarily do that. I mean, we, as Julie just told you, we have had absolutely incredible results. But one thing I have never seen anyone experiencing absolutely no result whatsoever. That doesn't happen. Most of the time, I mean, 99% of times, the person will tell you, oh, I feel much better, or I see better, or at least I still feel the uncomfort, but so much less than before. And that is really worth it. Okay, so when it will be time for you to ask a question, I will tell you how to go about it, and then we will start together. So let me introduce myself very briefly. I believe most of you know me already, but I am in an alchemical hypnotherapy trainer. I was trained in the U.S. by David Quigley, who is the founder of alchemical hypnotherapy. This is a very advanced technology for basically helping anyone with any problem they have, especially on the emotional and even soul level. Somatic healing is only a branch of this alchemical hypnotherapy, but it's a branch which is very, very useful. Very often it's an introduction into it. So somebody will come to see us and they have a problem with some part of their body, and the symptom will be used to enter the emotional origin of the pain. But somatic healing stands on itself, and that is why we give this 3 days training. So let me start by explaining how the training will go. You probably have received the brochure that Julie sent you called Somatic Healing, Powerful Hypnosis Techniques for Injury, Pain, and Disease. It explains that the training will start in September 3rd in Sydney and will last all the way to the 5th of September. What we will learn there will be first, on the first day, the very basis of hypnosis. Why do we use the word hypnosis here? Basically, what you want is the person to reach a relaxed state. This is no more than basically a relaxed state. There is nothing complicated about it. And in order to achieve that, in order for your body to be able to, heal itself, because that's what somatic healing is about. It's about self-healing from the body. In order to achieve that, the person needs to be in a relaxed state. It is very well known now that given the right conditions, the body has the power to heal itself or at least improve its conditions in so many cases. The reason why it doesn't happen is because we are always tense, always worried. I mean, for many of us, you know, the hectic life that we have now and this 21st century prevents us from allowing our body to relax. So in somatic healing, we will just bring the person in this relaxed state, which is what you will learn on the first day. And then we won't stay there. We won't just allow the person to be in a relaxed state. We will also use the technique so that you are even more than a relaxed state. You are at the service of your body just for a chance, just for a few minutes. The person is at the service of their own body, of their own well-being. And that's how it starts. So on the second day, we will start learning the appropriate somatic healing techniques corresponding to what the person needs to work on, what she needs to use to in their particular problem. As you probably saw in the brochure, the main techniques are the one we call first the general technique. Now, the general technique is like an overhaul of the whole thing, and this is usually where you will start. You will learn how to go from the symptoms into the emotional origin of the problem. Now, this is where you would need to be an alchemical hypnotherapist if you wanted to really help the person with the emotional origin of the problem. So we won't go there. We will just basically very briefly explain to you how the two things work together. And I will probably give you the desire to know more about alchemical hypnotherapy. But as I said before, these techniques work on themselves. So here this is a very brief explanation about what the different techniques are. One first one is called the Golden Sun. Now, the Golden Sun is not a hypnotic technique. It is a technique that the therapist will use on itself, on himself or herself. It is a way to channel positive energy towards the client. It is a very beautiful work of imagination where your body becomes some kind of an antenna which allows you to somehow channel beautiful energy towards the client. So that is something we will learn in about 10 minutes. And you'll see it really makes a difference. When you practice the Golden Sun, you can even practice it on yourself sometimes. You will feel your hands somehow becoming warmer, and you'll feel this beautiful energy flying all the way from you towards whatever you want to heal. It's a beautiful thing. Then come what we call hypnotic movement. Now, hypnotic movement is precisely what the body does to heal itself. So I'm going to tell you a story, my own story about hypnotic movement. The first time I went to a training to learn about somatic healing, we were given a DVD, or we all listened to it was not even a DVD, it was a CD. We were all listening to this CD with some kind of a generic somatic healing session where the therapist was mentioning the possibility for our body to start making movements which would just help ourselves. And I didn't know what to work on, and I suddenly remembered that I had a very sore foot. And it was not sore at all time. It was only sore in the morning when I would get up, and also after I had been sitting for a long time, or whenever I hadn't changed my position for a long time. So that was quite uncomfortable. And then, of course, it would stop, and I would not think about it until I would get up again, and I would start again. So I said, well, that's the right occasion to do that. So the therapist starts saying, in the CD, I'm talking about the CD's voice here, starts saying, and now your body knows in its great intelligence how he wants to move. So there I am listening to that and thinking, what is my body going to move on itself? So my body didn't actually start to move in a very surprising way, you know, mean not being in control. I found I was completely in control of what my body was doing. But I also felt that, yes, indeed, my foot wanted to move in a certain way, which I simply allowed to be. You see, I was not doing conscious movements where I would have thought my body should move in this way or that way. That was not what was happening. It's just that I received information from my foot that my foot wanted to move left and right and this. And that was very surprising movements. They seem to have no logic about them. You know, it's not like if my foot wanted to be forced in one position or something like that. It was moving very, very simply from right to left and in all sorts of direction. And then what happened is, sure enough, at the end of the session, I was all done. My foot was absolutely fixed, and I haven't experienced any pain whatsoever ever since. Now, I'm talking about something which happened nearly 10 years ago. So that was extremely efficient. Okay. So hypnotic movement is what you will learn on the second morning, and you will see how wonderful it is, how efficient it is. The body basically is encouraged to move whichever way it wants to move, and it's also encouraged to be given the power for the person. Let's imagine the client feels uncomfortable at a given moment and doesn't necessarily want to move, but wants to be held. Your body will give the instruction, oh, I would like to be held in such and such position. So what do you do then? The client will say, well, I would like you to hold my leg or hold my arm. And there you go. So the therapist will just very gently support the client, and the hypnotic movement will start from then on. Absolutely beautiful. Now, a second technique you may have heard or read of about in the brochure is called color healing. Color healing is a visualization technique which will allow the client to visualize the color of their uncomfort. Now, it doesn't have to be an objective color. This is how we go. We just basically mention that the pain or the uncomfort that the person is experiencing is going to have a shape and a color in their imagination. Sure enough, the person starts somehow visualizing a color and a shape. And then we are going to have them imagine that this color is being drained out of their body, is being expelled, is being pushed out of the body. So we talk constantly. The therapist talks a lot during that time, repeating what's happening. In other words, repeating that the color is being drained out of the body. So as this is happening, you also use hypnotic movement. You use the two at the same time, the color healing and the hypnotic movement. So we will see in detail how to go about this color healing. We will then introduce a second color, which is the color of health, the color of well-being. And the result is this visualization technique is giving also beautiful results for the person. It may be used, you see, for an inner organ or for pain which is on the inside of the body. So imagine you have sinuses problem or something like that. It's difficult to ask your sinuses to move, of course. But the visualization technique of the color healing would give absolutely beautiful results for this kind of ailment. So that is when we come to the final technique, and this final technique is called the inner healer. The inner healer, as is written in the brochure, is what we call an inner guide. An inner guide is basically a part of you. It's I would say it is a personified form of your body intelligence. Yes, indeed, your body intelligence and your imagination, you are going to somehow visualize this intelligence in the form of an actual being. So it can have a human form in your visualization or any other form. Sometimes some people visualize the inner healer as a ball of energy or something like that. But very often it's some kind of a human shape. It's supposed to be a very wise being who knows absolutely everything about your health, about your body, about everything you need to know about your health. So we are going to somehow imagine that our client is finding themselves in a place, I think, the healing temple. So there is the person in the healing temple, and it's a place which is in their imagination, a place where they have all the conditions for healing. So there they are, having all these conditions and feeling wonderful, and they call upon what I call the inner healer. And the inner healer will perform whatever healing process needs to be done. So, for example, the person will imagine the hands of their inner healer just basically moving above their body and feeling the results of this very precious and very sharp, precise work of the inner healer hand. They will also imagine the inner healer's hand penetrating inside their body, just somehow moving whatever needs to be moved in the body. And what's absolutely incredible is that you then feel that something is changing in the body. I remember a session where we were working with someone who had misplaced her back, and she basically was bent in two as she arrived in our place. She just couldn't walk normally. She couldn't stand up. So basically, she lied down, and we started the work with the inner healer. And she was not moving. She was not doing any hypnotic movement that we could see anyway. There could have been micro movements, but there was nothing we could see. And suddenly, Julie, who was sitting just next to her, heard a very definite crack, a series of cracks, for some reason, and we never knew how that happened, but her back had suddenly gone back in place in a few seconds. And very soon after that, she told us that the inner healer had removed her hands out of her body and that she was perfectly fixed. She stood up, and indeed, I mean, she was fixed, and it was all over. That's how fast a session can go.